In winter time or summer time, or leisure time and pleasure time, the daily times at Big Ben Chimes are radio times.
It was Ad Ganesh who said, "Here lies my past. Goodbye, I have kissed it. Thank you, kids. I wouldn't have missed it."
A stirring time, a whirring time, a record time for father time, the daily times that Big Ben Chimes are radio time.
At the age of 13, I was on a Boy Scout show on WSPD in Toledo, Ohio. The Boy Scout Buckskins Scoutaroo every Saturday morning. Unfortunately, I had to join the Boy Scouts to accomplish this feat. But that led to another Saturday morning kids show, Outdoor Adventures with Uncle Jim. Two kids going on jaunts with a naturalist, Jim Nessel, and finding out more than you wanted to about the sex life of birds. And then dear old college days in Athens, Ohio, WOUB, where I became the special events director.
This is University Radio, WOUB, WOUY, Athens, Ohio, Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon. Well, hi there, and how are you this fine, fine Saturday afternoon here in Athens, Ohio? It's 12:15, the program's matinee. My name is Don, and you know we'll be around until the hour of 2 just to play records for you.
I even played Uncle Mac on a kid show.
Our gang's all here, Cousin Arnie, Princess Snowflower, Carolyn, and me.
And here comes Uncle Mac.
Hello there, girl.
Hi, Uncle Mac.
Well, I suppose you'd like to know what kind of story I'm going to tell you today.
What kind of story are you going to tell us today, Uncle Mac?
Well, I'll tell you. Girls, I'm going to tell you all about Pecos Bill.
I worked at two towny stations, WATH and WJEH, much to the disgust of my academic advisors, but it was great experience and it led to a job at WSAZ in Huntington, West Virginia, where in addition to some television work, I did a news talk show called Report, a call-in show called Open Line, an all-night show called Night Watch, produced and anchored an all-weekend show called Yes Weekend, patterned after NBC's Monitor, and was the station's production director.
Well, this is our Election Day special broadcast and report. We're interviewing individuals and having special features concerning the 1960 presidential election. And now through our remote facilities, let's go to the 510th Ward, where Denny Stedman is talking with Elias Kornplaster, who is committee chairman of the voting booth at that ward. Denny, come in, please.
Thank you, Don. This is Denny Stedman at the 510th Ward, where I'm talking to Mr. Elias Kornplaster. Mr. Kornplaster...
Stand in line. Will you stand in line, buddy?
But I'm supposed to interview you, sir.
Get happy now as WSAZ Radio brings you anything and everything on Open Line.
Atkins Fat Boy, with four locations in Huntington, presents Open Line, variety radio, ready for anything, as long as it's interesting and fun. With music in our telephone feature, too. We live up to our name. We open the telephone line to you. Just call Atkins Open Line, Jackson 38401. Express your opinion on any...
Baby, You've Got What It Takes, and that's sung for us by Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington on the Barracks Late Show. And we'll take this time now to check late world news headlines, but before we do, we'd like to tell you that many records heard during the past 45 minutes of the Night Watch have been provided free of charge by the following companies: Columbia, Apt, Capital, ABC Paramount, and Mercury. The Senate has passed the Civil Rights Bill after defeating it. And this is the Barracks Night Watch program, where it's now almost 1 minute after the hour of 12 midnight as we enter a new day, that day being April 9th, 1960, as we hear from Miss J.P. Morgan. And in a few hours, it'll be dawn.
It is I, Aladdin, your faithful servant.
It's the genie of my magic lamp.
Yours to serve.
That reminds me of another faithful servant.
None could be as faithful as I.
But the Chesapeake Bank is the friendly servant to the people of Southern Lawrence County.
The heartbeat of Main Street is this radio station.
Yes, indeed, and this radio station is one of the nation's oldest stations, WSAZ, in Huntington, the sound of the 60s, where you're listening to Weekend.
Heading east, I landed a job at WDOV in Dover, Delaware, the state capital.
This is WDOV, AM and FM in Dover, the station with the sound difference.
most motion pictures end in a theater. This picture ends late at night in your heart. Splendor and the Grass, starring Natalie Wood.
Take advantage of these red-hot deals right now at Bowden Motors, your Ford dealer on Forest Street in Dover.
All the entertainment you will need when traveling anywhere is a car radio when you're going and a portable when you're there. The world is at your fingertips when you're on the go.
Sound of Mutual News and WDOV News. You'll hear all the news in 6 minutes at 4:30 on the Don Swain Show.
Jimmy's girl.
This is Duke Ellington reminding you to listen to the Don Swain Show on WDOV in Dover, Delaware. Now, a big 5,000 watts. Incidentally, Don Swain wants you to know that he too loves you madly.
A musical adventure. As the Don Swain Show takes you away from the everyday.
Well, after a couple of miserable months at a station outside of Pittsburgh, I went to WORK in York, Pennsylvania as news director, where I cut my teeth as a reporter and helped to win the station a big shelf of awards.
This is Morgan Beatty inviting you to hear our next report from Radio Central. Now, let's check the York beat. And here's the latest from the WORK award-winning news desk.
This has been Don Swain reporting for Bear Shoe Department, 12 North George Street in downtown York.
This has been area news in detail as covered by York's only full-time radio news staff. Stay well informed on WORK, where the award-winning news watch never stops.
Monitor, your information center on NBC stations coast to coast.
And now a Monitor regional report, the dateline, York, Pennsylvania. Here's reporter Don Swaim of station WORK.
The halls of York's Martin Memorial Library are quiet now.
It may sound crazy, but I even did a folk music broadcast and learned to play the guitar and the banjo a little.
Yes, it's MH Folk Music, Central Pennsylvania's first and only program designed to explore the wonderful world of folk music. Don Swaim inviting you to join us.
But the big city beckoned. I went to Baltimore for 4 years to work at the CBS-TV affiliate, Channel 2. And then the phone rang. New York on the line. I came to WCBS thinking that the radio gig would be temporary, and eventually I'd go over to TV. Boy, was I dumb.
Christopher Gwen, CBS News.
WCBS News time is 106. 43 degrees and sunny in Midtown Manhattan. The winds northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometer 30.13 and falling. The humidity, 36%. The president of the New York City Correctional Officers Benevolent Association, WCBS News Time, 1:20.
This is Entertainment West from Hollywood. I'm Charlie Dunphy for the CBS Radio Network.
Now that report by Jim McCarthy.
The Nixon administration has proposed its annual program.
We just returned from an ice cream seminar, Carvel Ice Cream College in Yonkers, New York. And you know one of the new flavors this year is creamy, dreamy, orange, creamy.
This is WCBS News 88, New York.
Following Arthur Godfrey at 2, the sound of more news from WCBS News 88. I'm Don Swaim. It's 44 degrees at 1:30.
Come here, lass. Carmel Quinn is with us again today.
Giles Orient is making friends.
Your travel agent can tell you more about Giles Executive Service, or call Japan Airlines. The massive effort carried out by the telephone company during the last 3 weeks ended at midnight with a phone call to Mayor Bean. Jane Tillman Irving has the details.
Reporters crowded in among the employees as news.
At the NIT at the Garden, here's our sports director, Ed Ingalls, live.
John, it was supposed to be a game of contrasting styles, but the scoreboard is very even.
WCBS News time is 4:11. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow with a chance of a few showers. Low tonight, 60 to 65, and a high tomorrow, 70 to 75. Right now, cloudy in Midtown Manhattan, and it's 71 degrees. John Kennelly is not cloudy at all.
I'm not very clear either.
Among the top stories of the hour, builder Abraham Hirschfeld is now a candidate for the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination. Bitter cold is being felt in much of the nation. The coldest spot in the country was Saranac Lake in New York, 43 degrees below zero today. Also coming up in sports, Pittsburgh beat Dallas 21-17 in the Super Bowl. I'm Don Swaim. This is Sunday, January 18th, and now CBS covers the world at 8 o'clock.
CBS News, Democratic presidential hope.
To celebrate its grand opening, Town Mall was giving away an unusual gift that had a lot of people squinting to see it. Newsman Don Swaim reports.
What would you say if someone gave you a real polished diamond?
Look at it. Somebody standing outside 2 or 3 hours going to come up here to get something that
CBS News. It is St. Patrick's Day, 1979, the annual celebration of the man who reputedly purged the snakes from Ireland. Good morning, I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Our first report from Don Swaim in New York.
St. Patrick's Day got off to an early start in New York City with pipers tuning up, green bagels at the World Trade Center, and green matzo balls at a Midtown deli.
...to explode today and kill seven people inside the wall of a Wall Street skyscraper at 80 Pine Street. WCBS newsman Don Swaim has more on the story.
Bill Coons says he was in his office on the 37th floor. Coons says suddenly he heard an explosion and a large rush of what sounded like steam.
In the heat of daylight, the looters were still climbing through the windows of shops along Upper Broadway. The police didn't do much. There was little left to steal. The blackout was knowing that in some way, all New Yorkers were touched. Young and old, rich and poor, the honest and the thief. It was a common bond, only our reactions were different. I'm Don Swaim.
Among the top stories of the hour, a former Mobil Oil Company engineer who allegedly sold information to the Soviets is the victim of an apparent suicide in Connecticut. I'm Don Swaim. It's Sunday, February 29th, and CBS covers the world at 4.
CBS News. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
I'm Don Swaim, WCBS Radio News at 2:06. And it's 53 degrees in Midtown Manhattan. The skies are cloudy. The forecast from our WCBS Weather Center, windy, wet, and cool with periods of rain, locally heavy rain at times.
News is keeping up to the minute with anchorman Don Swaim.
Weather is
updated forecast from the News 88 Weather Center.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be.
On-the-spot coverage of breaking stories.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
Among our headline stories as we approach the hour, Vietnam has apparently cut off the exodus of refugees.
A huge stage has been constructed here, and this area of the park and sections around it, police say, is big enough to accommodate perhaps a 500,000 people. That's the number the sponsors are predicting will participate. So a sense of expectation here at the start of this massive anti-nuclear rally. On the Great Lawn of New York Central Park, this is Don Swaim.
Mr. Shirer gives a talk, a special broadcast produced by WCBS News. I'm Don Swaim. Pioneer newscaster William L. Shirer was among the early CBS radio reporters who helped to shape the news broadcast.
Gave me a bulletproof vest, and they gave me the money, and they gave me lots of instructions.
That's a young Manhattan man named Jonathan Hill, who found himself caught up in a bit of international intrigue. Before we tell you what business Jonathan Hill is in that could lead to a bulletproof vest and mark money, let's switch to a woman named Catherine Lieb. She sits behind a computer called Bam Bam.
Among the things which are missing now are Voltaire, Byron, Lewis Carroll, Edgar Allan Poe, and Oscar Wilde.
A winning season for William Styron. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Composer musician John Hartford is perhaps best known for his song, Gentle on My Mind. That Hartford is obsessed by steamboats is evidenced by much of his music.
Oh, the Julie Bell Swain is a mighty fine boat. Got a mighty fine captain, too. Not a big red.
A black tie dinner in New York. Gail Godwin, one of the three judges of the American Book Awards, revealed that the winner of the prize for fiction was chosen the week before on a rainy Tuesday in Baltimore.
I congratulate our 1986 winner, E.L. Doctorow, author of World Fair.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I'm standing again tonight on a rooftop looking out over London, feeling rather large and lonesome.
There are generations too young to recall the wartime broadcast of CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow, but Murrow is credited with originating the radio news. Joseph Heller, he invented a new phrase for the English language. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
enriched the language enormously by giving a number to the expression as a catch. I didn't invent the catchy phrase, catch.
English stage actor Sir Alec Guinness is best known to Americans through his movies, such as The Bridge on the River Kwai.
By your leave, sir.
Miss Jennings.
About the escape committee, sir.
Now in his 70s, Alec Guinness has tried his hand at writing a book of memoirs called Blessings in Disguise, which he describes as an amateur effort.
Like all amateurs, you know, you can set off on something with enthusiasm.
Norman Mailer was a teenager in Crown Heights, Brooklyn in the 1930s.
And my dream was to be an aeronautical engineer.
I'm not here to belittle the beliefs or superstitions of other people.
That's Gore Vidal, who also says he meant to ruffle the feathers.
The late John Steinbeck's favorite watering hole in New York was the 21 Club, so it was fitting that his publisher Viking held a party there to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Nobel laureate's novel, The Grapes of Wrath.
It sells in the United States alone 100,000 copies, paperbacks, a year. After 50 years, that's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
That's Steinbeck's widow, Elaine. P.D. James, who is now in her late 60s, was in her 40s when she published her first book, and she has some advice for aspiring authors.
Right. This is really one art form when it is never too late to begin.
There's still hope for me, then, to write the great American novel. Or any novel.
Well, you're still a young man, you lucky thing.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Despite his music and books that have sold by the millions, Rod McEwen is not entirely happy with his work.
I look back at what I've done, and I can't find a single book I've written that I wouldn't rewrite again from scratch.
Rod McEwen, sometimes called the People's Poet, and author of Intervals, published by Harper & Row.
All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons had all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars mean the reach, but the surface on the beach.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
Here lies my past. Goodbye, I have kissed it. Thank you, kids. I wouldn't have missed it.
All our lives we had gone, we had seasons.